Niagara Falls is a most enjoyable place of resort. The hotels are excellent, and the price is not at all exorbitant. The weather is cool in summer, and the walks and drives are all pleasant, and none of them fatiguing. When you start out to do the falls, you first drive down about a mile and pay a small sum for the privilege of looking down from a precipice into the narrowest part of the Niagara River. You can descend a staircase here 150 feet down and stand at the edge of the water. After you have done it, you'll wonder why you did it, but you will then be too late. The guide will explain to you in his blood-curdling way how he saw the little steamer Made of the Mist descend the fearful rapids, and how she did finally live through the trip, after accomplishing the incredible feat of traveling 17 miles in 6 minutes. Or 6 miles in 17 minutes, I really have forgotten which. But it was very extraordinary anyhow. Then you drive over to Suspension Bridge, and divide your misery between the chances of smashing down 200 feet into the river below and the chances of having the railway train overhead smashing down onto you. On the Canada side, you drive along the chasm between long ranks of photographers, standing guard behind their cameras, ready to make an ostentatious frontispiece of you and your decaying ambulance. Any day in the hands of these photographers, you may see stately pictures of Papa and Mama, Johnny and Bub and Sis, or a couple of country cousins, all smiling vacantly, and all disposed in studied and uncomfortable attitudes in their carriage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?